tell about why the leaves green. Why I am curious about it, just because when we went to the street and we were told to see something in nature, what we can see. All we see around us is green. Actually, when we talk about nature, we tell green. When we tell something about ecosystem, we drawing something green. And that's why it's the main question for me. So, what's the problem? As told Delamill and so on, the sunshine after the passing atmosphere contains a lot of intensity in all visible spectrum. And actually, other people told that all living things have various accommodation to the nature and to using all of things they have. We know that all plants consuming light, and that's their feed. But we can ask the question, why don't they consume all of the light? Why actually we see them if they specialize on consuming the light? But actually on the street we see quite bright colors, and all of them are at the center of the spectrum, which should be logically can be assumed to be we can assume that it should be consumed most of all. There was many we can try explain it as some people tried to explain previously that plants just can't consume more the light just because they evolved only one pheromone that can consume some other light like red and blue, and they just can consume more. But in nature we can find something like this, which consumes, as we see, almost all spectrum. But even this plant builds its as a flower, not as the leaves. So plants can consume all of the spectrum, but they don't use it. A second possible explanation that we actually tricked by our own eyes, that with studying the eyes of human, we know that they assume only three colors and combine all other colors as some approximations from three data from different pheromones. And so we have some ambiguities in what we see and what we actually have. Everyone know about that two colors can give us a white color, also three colors can give us a white color, and so on. Some people tell that some combinations of red and blue can also give a green color. So it could be also an explanation. But actually, when we don't know if our eyes tell us true, if a plant consumes the green part of spectrum or no, we can just apply a little physics and just measure the absorption spectrum of the leaves and actually of the chlorophylls. So, as we see, it actually doesn't consume anything, almost anything in green spectrum, but consumes something only in red and blue spectrum. Here we also see that peaks are quite sharp. So, of course, we can ask further why does the chlorophyll do so, but actually now the model is so complicated that we can't explain something, and nor the biologist nor the physicist can't explain what actually building the chlorophyll from the sunlight and the simplest molecules, but it actually builds very complicated formulas, and it uses, as we see, only few quite sharp energies to build it. Well, that's all. Thank you for that. Any questions?
Talking about some combination of colors can give an a white. What does it mean in the eye of the beholder, or what? Or is it just some physical?
It's just for eye. If we take something like light of green, green, blue, and red, we see the white. Something like green and red, some green or a bit more yellow. There are plenty of combinations that gives white color. Actually, researchers draw the circle of colors and state that all opposite colors at their circle gives the white color. So they have continuous set of pairs that give that by our eyes recognized but one by one color.
Is there any explanation?
Explanation is that actually our eyes give us only three numbers, the consummation of one Fermat, second and third. And they can give the same three numbers for quite different combination. Actually, the possible light which falls on your eye is a combination of all functions. And you estimating them by only three numbers.
What is low, medium, and large?
It's absorption of light by three different Fermats in eyes of human.
We can see more colors of green than we can see more colors of, say, red or blue. Is that true? Do you know that?
I can't answer to this question. Don't know. Such a.
Okay. I have a question. Yeah. That orchid that you showed.
Yeah.
So I don't know much about orchids. So do they absorb light?
As you see at the
they are, but, I mean,
perimeter of.
Chlorophyll kind of turns that into, uses that energy.
As we see, it's a flower, so it may use the energy only as the heat for the reproduction and so on, but not for building something.
And so we